This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Twelve years is a long time to wait for the return of your home team, especially when that home or homeland is more than 5,000 miles away. But this Saturday, that wait will end for Bosnians in St. Louis. That's when the national soccer team for Bosnia and Herzegovina, nicknamed the Dragons, plays Panama in a final World Cup warm-up match at Energizer Park. Excitement surrounding this game has been electric, both locally and globally. There's even been an unofficial anthem fueling the Dragons' historic run to the FIFA World Cup 2026.
I'm from Bosnia, take me to America. I really want to see Statue of Liberty. I can no longer wait, take me to United States. Take me to Golden Gate, I will assimilate.
Elvir Kafejic is assistant coach for St. Louis City 2 and founder of the St. Louis Dragons Youth Club. He's also going to be among the thousands of spectators at Energizer Park this Saturday, basking in excitement and an historic moment for our local community. Elvir, welcome to St. Louis on the Air.
Good afternoon, Elaine, and it's a pleasure to be on your show today.
Well, Elvir, I want you to help us to understand what the moment was like for you when Bosnia and Herzegovina's national team qualified for the 2026 FIFA World Cup. I believe that they clinched their place in a nail-biter against Italy, didn't they?
That is correct. Obviously, this news, when it came out, it brought enormous joy to everyone within our community. But Elaine, you could really feel the excitement had already started, like you just mentioned, during those two playoff matches that we played versus first in the semifinals versus Wales and then in the final versus Italy. Because of the big time difference to Europe, the games were played around 1 p.m. here in St. Louis time. So many people were taking off from work, taking their kids out of school and all just gathering at local Bosnian establishments to watch the games and support the team.
And where
the energy
were you?
The energy was something really, really special, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where did you watch? I mean, you work for the club here, but did you go to a special place in order to enjoy that game?
Yes, so there is quite a few different Bosnian establishments around the Bivo Mill area, around Grava and Morganford, and that's, if you went there on those two match days, you could see on the streets of Morganford cars flying Bosnian flags, all the coffee shops and the restaurants being packed wall to wall, and strangers just hugging like family after every goal that was scored.
Mm-hmm. That must have been fantastic. I was in Korea during the 2002 World Cup, and so I'm sort of remembering what it was like to experience that excitement. At what point, Elvir, did you learn that the Dragons would be coming to St. Louis to play a pre-World Cup friendly match?
Well, actually, as soon as they beat Italy in the finals of the playoff, I immediately contacted some of the club officials here, especially like our president, Diego Giolini, and was telling him, like, because of such a large Bosnian community here in St. Louis, actually being the largest community of Bosnians outside of Europe, I mean, we need to try everything in our power to bring Bosnia to St. Louis to hopefully play a friendly match or maybe even try to be the host city for them during the World Cup. So we were able to at least pull off them coming here and play their final friendly match, which will happen this Saturday at Energizer Park on June 6th versus Panama.
Mm-hmm. Was there immediately warm reception to that idea?
Of course. I mean, everybody here within a club knows about the big Bosnian community here in St. Louis, and the club is always supportive of the community and wants to be involved in the community. So obviously when this opportunity came about, everybody was really, really warm about it and wanted to do everything possible to bring the Bosnian national team here.
Mm-hmm. obviously, there is some time between making the pitch and then getting confirmation that it was going to happen. Were you sworn to secrecy for a period before you could tell people that the team, the Dragons, would be coming?
Yes and no. I mean, a lot of people were reaching out and asking because also, like, when the Bosnian national team qualified for the 2014 World Cup in Brazil, they came here to St. Louis and actually had two friendly matches, one versus Argentina at the Busch Stadium and then one versus the Ivory Coast at the Edward Jones Dome. And everybody was hoping we would be able to repeat that history now that Bosnia had qualified again. Mm-hmm. And luckily for all of us, that's actually becoming a reality.
And were you at that 2014 game?
Yes, I was fortunate enough to be at both of the games. So at the end of 2013, we actually played against Argentina at the Busch Stadium. And then a year later, before, I think it was also the final preparation game before Bosnia went off to Brazil for the World Cup here at the Edward Jones Dome against the Ivory Coast. Yes, but I went to both games, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when Bosnian St. Louisans did finally find out that is that the national team would be playing at Energizer Park, which is made for soccer, what did you hear and see from them, in community spaces or maybe on social media?
I mean, everybody was really, really excited. Like I said, everybody within the Bosnian community has such a big passion for the game. In the Bosnian culture, just to paint the picture a little bit, one of the first gifts that many children receive for their birthdays is a soccer ball. Mm. And because they're introduced to the game at such a young age, they often develop a deep love for the game. And as they grow older, that love frequently evolves into a lifelong passion for the sport. And so for us to have that passion and to be able to live that together now here at Energizer Park, I think it's going to be so meaningful for everyone within our community.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Elvir Kafejic, who is the assistant coach for St. Louis City 2 and founder of the St. Louis Dragons Youth Club. And we're talking about this Saturday's pre-World Cup soccer match between Bosnia and Herzegovina and Panama at Energizer Park. Now, STLPR arts and culture reporter Jeremy Goodwin attended the Bevo Mill pep rally that happened on May 11th. Here's a bit of what it sounded like. So, Elvir, you were at this event, and it took place roughly 3 weeks ago, which is... it was still some time before the actual match. And the game will serve as a final World Cup tune-up in a city that's home to the largest Bosnian population in North America, and that's almost 60,000. For you, looking at how the community responded even to the team qualifying for World Cup, they're coming home. Home in a very particular way to St. Louis. What does that mean, especially in this time, for the Bosnian community, not only here in St. Louis, but there are people who are coming from out of town, isn't that right?
That is correct, Elaine. I mean, there's large Bosnian populations in Des Moines, Iowa, in Chicago, in Bowling Green, Kentucky, Atlanta. So all of these, I know a lot of people who are coming to see this game from all those different places. And I truly believe that, and I have no doubt that on June 6th, the entire Bosnian community will come together, rally behind the team, and send them off to the first World Cup match versus Canada with a kind of atmosphere, like you just said, like almost like they were playing back home. And I truly believe this is something that this community will carry with pride for many years to come.
Mm-hmm. What other kinds of preparations are fans making for this game?
I know a lot of there's a lot of supporter groups, smaller supporter groups that are gathering around the ballpark village really early in the morning, around, like, I believe around 8 or 9 a.m. And they will do a little bit of tailgating there around those places. And then I think around noon, they will start walking towards Energesa Park.
Oh, as a whole group.
Yes, so oh. it should be a really, really cool experience for everyone involved.
Mm-hmm. No, obviously, people were very excited about going to the game. There's only so much room there. Will there be watch parties as well that you've heard about that will be taking place either throughout the St. Louis region or in places like Iowa, as you've mentioned, or across the country?
Like I said, when the Bosnian national team plays, if people can't make it actually to the game to be there in person, everybody gathers around. Whether it's like go to like smaller establishments or like some bigger ones, or like just sitting at home watching with the family. But everybody is tuned in, watches, follows, and supports in any way possible. And I know for sure here in St. Louis, there's going to be some watch parties because. Like you say, like not everybody's going to be able to maybe make it to the game. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, you've talked about how popular soccer is in Bosnia. You know, the first gift, a little soccer ball. I love that image. And you yourself are from Foča in Bosnia. You came to the U.S. in 1999 and played college soccer at Lindenwood University. And then you also played with the St. Louis Steamers, Chicago Storm, and California Cougars. To add to these credits, you were a member of U.S. National Futsal Team, and you signed your first professional outdoor contract in 2010 with AC St. Louis of the USSF Division II Professional League. Needless to say, you know soccer, and you've been playing for such a long time. Can you tell us how soccer, you know, played a role in your life here in the United States?
I'm not sure that I would say I know. I think I know soccer, but I think soccer is the only thing that I actually know because my whole life, that's pretty much the only thing that I've been doing. Like you said, when I moved here in 1999 to St. Louis, I finished high school, and then I was fortunate enough to get a soccer scholarship to attend Lindenwood University, play soccer there for 4 years, and then after that got to play for many professional indoor teams around the country and represent the U.S. at the international stage, playing for the U.S. national futsal team. So all of those experiences that I've gained throughout those years, I think have helped and shaped me into the person that I've become today. I'm just really, really happy.
Mm-hmm. How much of an influence do you think that the Bosnian community has had on soccer culture in St. Louis overall?
Well, I think it has played a big part in the St. Louis soccer culture, but the St. Louis soccer culture is already very rich. Thinking about the 1950 World Cup when the U.S. national team beat England and it had, I believe, 5 St. Louisans on the team. And now looking at this World Cup, the captain of the U.S. national team is Tim Ream, who is also a St. Louisan. So the St. Louis soccer culture is very rich on its own. I think with the passion that the Bosnian community has, it has definitely brought a lot of value to it. And so it's really, really, it has a really, really good positive impact on everything.
Mm-hmm. And in our last minute or so, you work with youth. Is there something that you have seen in their sort of anticipation of this game that points to a lesson, you know, that people should be taking away from this match and why it means so much to the St. Louis community?
Like you said, I'm fortunate enough also to work as a youth. I started my own youth soccer club, the St. Louis Dragons, about 10 years ago now, when I was approached by some parents within our Bosnian community and asked if I would be willing to coach their kids. Because of the experiences that I have gained through my playing career, I saw this as a great opportunity to give back to the community and share my knowledge and passion with the younger generation. But as time went on, though, I started to realize that it has become much more than just teaching the game to the kids. The club had become a place where our community came together, where families connected, friendships were built, and our traditions continue to live on.
And we'll have to stop right there, unfortunately, but thank you. Elvira Kafejic is assistant coach for St. Louis City 2 and founder of the St. Louis Dragons Youth Club. Elvira, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Lynn.
This episode was produced by Lila Halil-Bashich.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Doerr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.